Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back from lunch. I hope you had a good lunch and we have energy enough to finalize our adoption of the agenda. And just before we left for lunch, we had finalized adoption of the agenda of the paragraphs up to 125. And we are now ready to start looking at paragraphs 126 to 130, please. Any comments on those paragraphs? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Buenas tardes a todos. Un par de pequeñas observaciones. La más simple es que el párrafo 128 debería empezar señalando la comisión en lugar del comité. Y la otra, en el párrafo 126, México en su intervención señaló también que estamos analizando la posibilidad de tener un día más de reuniones del Comité de Frutas y Hortalizas Frescas. En consecuencia, quisiéramos proponer la adición al final de la primera oración del párrafo 126 para que continúe de la siguiente forma. Después del calendario propuesto, sería y la posibilidad de que la reunión del comité del Códex sobre frutas y hortalizas frescas tuviera un día adicional de reuniones. Y meramente por congruencia, ahí sería un punto y seguido, y agregaríamos las palabras en relación al primer punto, y seguiría el texto. La secretaría señaló, etcétera.
Thank you, Mexico, and the secretary, please.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Briefly, there was not just Fresh Fruits and Vegetables Committee, but there were several other proposals to change the dates or change the duration of the meeting. So the Secretariat's intention was to cover all these changes under the paragraph 125. Namely, the second sentence that says that the Commission noted the changes in the dates and venues proposed for some sessions. Because the final dates cannot be determined neither by the host government nor by FAO alone, we have to make consultation, and the final dates are those indicated in the official invitation. Therefore, if the distinct delegate from Mexico could accept, we shall leave the text as is, and of course we will take full into account the intention of the and the generous offer of the foster government to have one day more. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and Mexico is happy. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My delegation would like on paragraph 130 to include a reference to the proposal made by Brazil. So paragraph 130 would read, the Commission agreed that the term risk-based be replaced with based on risk in the first bullet point of paragraph 6, part 1, and in activity 1.1 of part 2 in English text, comma, on the basis of a proposal by the delegation of Brazil, coma, in order to ensure consistency with the language that that was already used in the Codex Alimentarius. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Brazil. That will be added. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. La delegación de Brasil se tuvo que retirar y dejó copia de los comentarios para el resto del informe que sería discutido esta tarde. Y me dejó también copia a mí para que lo hiciera en su nombre. Una de las observaciones que hace la de Chile. Una de las observaciones que nos pidió que hiciéramos en su nombre era para incluir un nuevo párrafo entre el 129 y el 135 en el lugar que se estimara apropiado. El párrafo debería decir lo siguiente: la delegación de Chile manifestó que se incluyera en el plan estratégico, en el punto 4.4 de las actividades, a la Organización Mundial de Comercio, que estaba en los objetivos, pero no se repetía dentro de las actividades. Además, solicitó que el punto 3.2 incluyera el estudio de las normas retenidas en el trámite 8.
Argentina, we are checking our notes on the second point. The first intervention, that's very true, they mentioned, but the high table does not recall the second intervention, and we need to check. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have been checking our notes, which show that the Chile did mention that, did raise a point that the strategic plan should include an activities related to WTO, but he did not mention about the study of standards held at step 8 be included in activity 3.2, and if our recollections correspond to those of the delegations, we shall not include the second point in the report. Thank you.
Could you also clarify where we cut this paragraph? We cut all okay. These points.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We could therefore note the suggestion made by Chile as paragraph 131 bis. However, this proposal was not agreed to by the Commission. Therefore, we have to put the declaration in the perspective to the effect that the new paragraph 131 bis could read as follows. The Commission noted the proposal of the delegation of Chile to include under activity 4.4 of the strategic plan the activities related to the cooperation with WTO, comma. However, decided not to make changes in this regard. Full stop. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. So we shall add paragraph 131 bis. As just read by the Secretary. Any other observations on paragraphs 126 to 130? Seeing none, then paragraphs 100... Costa Rica, please.
Sí, señor presidente. Nada más un comentario con respecto a esta propuesta de Chile. En realidad, la Comisión tampoco decidió decir que no se incluyera. Lo que se dijo era que se iba a incluir en las actividades, no propiamente en la programación, según recuerdo. O sea, tampoco decidió no incluirlas, porque sí están los objetivos. Lo que se dijo es que luego, se iba a, cuando se definieran las actividades específicas, pues se iba a tomar en consideración, según recuerdo. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Costa Rica, but had we agreed, then we would have included it in the activities, which we didn't, which means we did not agree as a commission. So, seeing no more flags, that's Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Je me rappelle d'une suggestion qu'on avait faite et je voudrais la refaire ici, avec votre permission, Monsieur le Président, comme nouveau paragraphe 131 bis. Je sais que le Président, en ce moment, n'avait pas refusé cette proposition, mais avait dit que c'est un travail ultérieur qui peut se faire. Et je réitère ce qu'on avait dit. La délégation du Cameroun a proposé de remplacer l'activité 2.6 par une autre activité ayant trait au développement des indicateurs et d'un système de rapport sur la mise en œuvre des principes de travail régissant l'analyse des risques en matière de sécurité alimentaire par les gouvernements. Je crois que ça, c'était quelque chose qu'on avait dit et nous souhaiterions que ce soit rapporté. Je vous remercie.
Thank you. Cameroon, I wonder if you have really looked at 1.1 and if the point is not captured and maybe you want a specific reference to Cameroon? Cameroon, please.
Je ne vois pas. J'ai dit on avait remplacé l'activité 2-6. On avait proposé de remplacer l'activité 2-6 par une autre activité pour garder ce qu'on avait dit, c'était pour garder cette idée dans l'agenda de la planification stratégique. Au lieu de supprimer l'activité totalement, de la remplacer par une autre activité. Et après, donc, je me rappelle aussi qu'après, on a suggéré que le gouvernement de la Nouvelle-Zélande fasse une autre proposition pour un nouveau texte. Donc, il y avait sur la planche, sur la table, deux propositions, mais celle de la Nouvelle-Zélande avait été acceptée. Mais celle du Cameroun, on avait demandé que c'est un travail ultérieur qui peut se faire. Mais nous souhaiterons quand même que cela soit reporté dans le rapport de la Commission. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroun. And we are paragraphs 126 to 130. And do you have a text that we can look at? I mean, we are saying we need to have it, but can you propose a text?
Je croyais qu'on avait déjà fini le 130 et qu'on était à partir 131. Le texte est 131 bis, j'ai dit. J'ai un texte. Je m'excuse. Je croyais qu'on avait déjà fini avec le 130.
Thank you, Cameroun. Then, if there are no any other observations on paragraphs 126 to 130, those paragraphs are adopted with a slight change on paragraph 128 as proposed by Mexico. Can we then go to paragraphs... Sorry, there was also a recommendation from Brazil that has to be added on paragraphs 130. And that suggested text by Brazil was accepted, so 130 is also adopted with a suggested text from Brazil. Can we then look at, first, we have had a proposal for 131 bis. And if that was proposal from Chile, and now we are looking at 131 to 135. First, we had agreed with a suggestion from Chile to add 131 bis. And can I open the floor for Cameroon? And the secretary had a suggestion for best way of handling the Cameroon intervention. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the Commission wishes to record in the report the fact that the delegation of Cameroon made a suggestion regarding the activity 2.6, we have to first, break the first sentence into two pieces. I'm talking about paragraph 131. The Commission agreed to delete activity 2.6 in part 2 and in table 1, part 3, regarding the elaboration of working principles for risk analysis for food safety and application by governments, comma, taking note of the adoption of the working principles, and there is a long name, at its current session. In parentheses, see Appendix 3. close the parenthesis and full stop. Full stop. The commission, the new sentence will be added there. The commission, comma, while noting the proposal of the delegation of Cameroon to replace activity 2.6 with another activity regarding the development of indicators, comma, agreed with the proposal from the delegation of New Zealand to replace activity 2.6 with an alternative activity aimed at facilitating the implementation and application of working principles at the national level. Full stop. And there will be no changes to the last sentence of the paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. If I go back to Cameroon, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. J'ai rien contre la proposition. Je pense que nous pouvons même la soutenir. Mais c'est que le terme développement des indicateurs est très suspendu. On ne sait pas de quoi il est question. Nous, on avait un texte un peu plus complet en disant que une activité est entrée au développement des indicateurs et d'un système de rapport sur la mise en œuvre de ces principes. Si on ne fait pas cette précision, on ne sait pas de quoi on parle exactement. Donc, je crois que c'est peut-être ça qui manque dans la proposition du secrétariat. Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Cameroon. And the secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We can address the concern of Cameroon by slightly expanding the new sentence I just read out, which we do now read. The commission, comma, while noting the proposal from the delegation of Cameroon to replace activity 2.6 with an alternative activity to develop indicators to monitor the implementation of the working principles, comma, agreed with the proposal from New Zealand, and sentence will remain. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary, and I can see Cameroon is happy. Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our comment is in relation to paragraph 132. We'd like to propose to add two new sentences at the end of this paragraph, as it reflects better what was actually said by Australia in relation to the budget discussion and the WHO indicating that requests for additional resources should be justified by a business plan. The sentences would read as follows. This business plan could also be used as the basis for future requests for increased funding, full stop. The delegation also noted this approach was already in use by the IPPC, so was not a new process. End of sentence.
Thank you, Australia. The chair remembers that intervention. And secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our recollection does correspond to what is proposed from Australia. We could certainly add, if the Commission agrees, the first sentence that reads, this business plan could also be used as a basis for future requests for increased funding. And the second sentence includes some elements that said this is not a new approach. Well, it's up to the Commission to decide, but at this stage I would like to remind that IPPC is not Article 6 body of the FAO, it's Article 14 body. It is based on the independent international convention and not based on the FAO WHO resolutions, which is a case of commission. So in the framework of the Codex, it might be and it will be a new approach if it is taken. So if the Australia could agree that to note that the declaration also noted that the approach was always, this approach was already used in IPPC, and stop the sentence there.
Thank you, Secretary, and Australia is happy. Thank you. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Muy rápido, en el párrafo 133, únicamente en la última oración para darle sentido a toda la discusión que hemos tenido, tanto en el Comité Ejecutivo como aquí en la Comisión, quisiera agregar únicamente las palabras, el impacto de, después de la palabra comprender. Esto es, la última oración del párrafo 133 se leería: este taller ayudaría a comprender el impacto de los actuales procesos, y continúa. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Mexico. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Estamos de acuerdo con lo manifestado por México, nos parece que refleja mejor. Sin embargo, quisiéramos agregar algo, porque la discusión en torno a esto tenía que ver con la búsqueda de nuevas alternativas que facilitaran la provisión de datos para la evaluación de aquellas sustancias de interés para los países en desarrollo, respondiendo a sus necesidades. Y me parece que esto sería importante para que se refleje debidamente por dónde pasaba la discusión.
Argentina, you are done. I was waiting for the proposal. Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Podríamos poner quizás una nueva oración a continuación que dijera que el taller buscaría encontrar mecanismos alternativos que facilitaran la provisión de datos para las evaluaciones que interesan a los países en desarrollo en respuesta a sus necesidades.
Argentina, could you look at paragraph 135 and see if the information you are now raising is not adequately covered under paragraph 135?
Señor, el tema es quién decía cada cosa, porque el párrafo 133 no solo recoge lo que manifestó México, sino lo que venía de la discusión en la reunión del 59 Comité Ejecutivo y lo que manifestaron otras delegaciones que hicieron propuestas aquí sobre lo que debería ser ese taller FAO-OMS. En el 135, lo único que se expresa es lo que dijo la delegación de Argentina.
Secretary, please.
According to our notes, the delegation of Argentina intervened on this in this discussion after the statement made by the representative of FAO, which is reproduced in 134, but not before the intervention of representative of FAO. If the delegation of Argentina, instead of suggesting modification to paragraph 133, could look at the possibility if any element is missing in 135, that might be very much in order with the course of events. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Pero me parece que son dos párrafos distintos. Tenemos comentarios también para el párrafo 135 de Argentina. Pero la realidad es que en el párrafo 133 la que se expresa es la Comisión y en el 135 Argentina. En relación con una propuesta de México. Por eso es que consideramos que los dos párrafos deben ser modificados para reflejar exactamente lo que ocurrió.
Argentina, we are having problems because we don't really remember that particular information having been mentioned in respect of the workshop, but rather with respect to the international conference, and we are finding it difficult to enter it under the workshop. So, and the notes also show that that was not mentioned under the workshop, so we are sorry. Any other comment, please? Seeing none, then paragraphs 131, including 131 bis, as suggested by Chile, up to 135 have been adopted with the amendments as proposed by Cameroon and properly explained by the Secretary under 131, and also proposed changes under paragraphs 132 by Australia, proposed changes under paragraph 133 by Mexico have now been adopted.
Argentina want to come back to 135.
Oh, Argentina, you had something on 135, I hope. Argentina, please.
Si me permite, señor, quisiera hacer una aclaración primero sobre el párrafo 133. Lo del párrafo 133 no tiene que ver con un taller para capacitar a los países. No se trata de necesidad de capacitación, se trata de necesidad de generación de datos y búsqueda de alternativas. Ese es el gran problema y la preocupación de los países en desarrollo respecto de los límites de residuos. Y respecto al párrafo 135, Argentina quisiera que se agregue que nos estábamos refiriendo a la celebración de una conferencia internacional FAO-OMS con todas las partes interesadas, y lo demás como sigue. Al final de la frase quisiéramos agregar que atendiera particularmente las preocupaciones de los países en desarrollo. Y lamento, señor, profundamente lo del párrafo 133, porque fue un tema muy controvertido y muy discutido durante la reunión del Comité Ejecutivo, durante el grupo de trabajo que tuvo lugar para discutir el plan estratégico y también durante la comisión. Lamentamos realmente que no se tomara debidamente nota de lo que se dijo. Gracias.
Thank you, Argentina. But as I said, the notes we have, the reflection and the high table, the Secretariat do not really remember that discussion being done in relation to the workshop. But we vividly remember it being raised in relation to the FAO WHO International Workshop. So we really need to consider that, and we agree the sorry from you, but that is the actual situation at the high table and the Secretariat. And with regards to the changes on paragraphs 135, well, addition of FAO WHO International Workshop, that is very much in order. But I still have to check the notes on the other addition at the last part of the sentence. Thank you, Argentina. We have also checked with the last, with the addition on the last part of the sentence on paragraph 135, and that is very much in order. And by that, then the Commission has adopted paragraphs 135 with the additions as suggested by Argentina. Can we go to paragraphs 136 to 140, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Colombia, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Me refiero al párrafo 139, que recoge muy parcialmente los comentarios hechos por Colombia y por Chile. Chile también, antes de retirarse de la sala, me encomendó, aunque no con la misión específica que le dejó Argentina, de recoger parte de lo que voy a exponer. El párrafo empieza con, en cuanto a la propuesta número 134, definición de consenso, las delegaciones de Chile y Argentina, perdón, de Chile y Colombia, expresaron sus reservas sobre el tratamiento que había recibido el tema, o sea, refiriéndose al tema de consenso, en el Comité de Principios Generales, y manifestaron su deseo por el que porque el tema recibiera atención prioritaria. Ese fue el contexto del deseo expresado y de la observación expresada expresamente por Colombia. Personalmente no hubiera yo comentado de que el tema estaba siendo tratado en el Comité de Principios Generales, porque para mí me parecía intrascendente un comentario en esta forma. Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Colombia. Thank you, Colombia. Let the Secretary read it in English, please. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope I have kept the message from Colombia, and what I tell will be translated back to Spanish and to satisfy the delegation. The new paragraph 139 will read as follows. Regarding proposal number 34, definition of consensus, the delegation of Chile and Colombia expressed their reservation on the way the matter had been handled in the CCGP and expressed the wish that this matter be given a higher priority. Full stop. Thank you.
Colombia, please.
Sobre la parte final, yo desearía, y discúlpeme la insistencia, que tuviera un tratamiento prioritario. No sé si el énfasis está dado debidamente en la versión en inglés. Tratamiento prioritario.
Thank you, Colombia. We are, in fact, debating, and I think maybe it's also a question of language, but we shall use the word treatment in the English, and hopefully it will be translated properly in Spanish. Thank you very much. Any other observation on these paragraphs? No? Then paragraphs 135. Paragraphs 136 to 140 have been adopted with some change of text on paragraph 139 as has been suggested by Colombia. Thank you very much. Can we look at paragraphs 141 to 145, please? Cameroun, please.
Monsieur le Président, très rapidement, au 144, je souhaiterais qu'on ajoute le bout de phrase suivant après les cinq premiers mots. La commission est convenue de fixer. Et voici ce que je souhaite qu'on ajoute. Provisoirement, virgule, en attendant l'amélioration du processus de planification stratégique. La commission est convenue de fixer provisoirement, virgule, en attendant l'amélioration du processus de planification stratégique, une limite maximale. Je sais que le président, ce jour-là, c'était un peu ça sa conclusion. Je vous remercie.
Cameroon, we're just looking at our notes just to confirm that that was raised during the session. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our notes show that those points, two points, in fact, were made by the delegation of Cameroon, that those criteria should be adopted only on a temporary basis and should be reviewed once the strategic planning process was improved. However, our records does not show that these two elements were part of the conclusion drawn by the presiding chairperson, Wim van Eck, at this point of time. So, rather than amending paragraph 144, insert a new paragraph 143bis that could come under the proposal 1 and associate the new element, the paragraph, new paragraph to the intervention made by the Cameroon. to the effect that delegation of Cameroon, while agreeing to the setting of indicative upper limits, stated that these limits should be adopted on a temporary basis and should be reviewed once the strategic planning process of the Commission had improved, something to the effect which the Cameroon could possibly improve. Thank you.
Cameroon, could you come up with a statement that can be added in line with what the Secretary has advised, if possible?
Monsieur le Président, j'ai la ferme conviction que dans la conclusion du Président, il avait dit ce que j'ai dit. Peut-être que cela a échappé à la prise de note du secrétariat, mais si on écoute l'enregistrement audio, je suis convaincu, parce que c'est une question que je suivais particulièrement, je suis convaincu que le Président a dit ce que j'ai dit. Je vous remercie.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for asking for the floor several times. It was indeed a very quick reply from the presiding chairperson that his intent of his proposal to adopt these upper limits was to adopt them as a temporary basis. He did not mention it in his very last conclusion, but he had made a very quick reply that indeed it would be on a temporary basis. So we could add the reference to the temporary nature in paragraph 144, but still we could not find our notes that show that the reference being made to the improvement of strategic planning process. So we have some difficulties in mentioning the second element in paragraph 144. If, of course, the delegations having better memory could help us, it would be more than welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And since that was... Australia, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was just trying to help the Secretariat. That's our recollection as well, that whilst Cameroon did reference the business planning process, the Chair indicated that they were only indicative. He didn't change his proposal according to our notes.
Thank you, Australia, and I would wish to not to lose that intervention from Cameroon, and if Cameroon could accept with the Secretary's proposal that we have it as 143 bis. Cameroon, please.
Monsieur le Président, dans l'esprit de continuer le processus, parce que bon, j'ai les convictions personnelles, parce que je suivais ça, mais je peux aller avec ce que le secrétariat a dit. Je vous remercie.
Any other comments on those paragraphs 141 to 145, please? Seeing none, then paragraphs 141 to 145 have been adopted with the addition of 143bis as proposed by Cameroon and explained by the Secretariat. Can we now go to paragraphs 146 to 150, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Simplemente para sugerir que el párrafo 147 empiece igual que el párrafo 144. Esto es aclarar que este límite máximo es indicativo.
Por
varias razones, la principal es que ese fue el espíritu que teníamos durante la discusión.
Y la siguiente es que,
de hecho, de esta reunión vamos a salir con 19 órganos auxiliares. Entonces estaríamos ya desde esta comisión sin respetar el límite máximo. Gracias.
So I think we need to say indicative upper limits, like we do in paragraph 144. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. That will be made. Any other observation, please? Seeing none, thank you very much. Then paragraphs 146 to 150 have been adopted with a slight modification or additional text under 147 as proposed by Mexico. Can we go to paragraphs 151 to 155, please? Can I comment on those paragraphs? Thank you very much. Then paragraphs 151 to 155 have been adopted. Can we go to 156 to 160? Any comments on those paragraphs? Excuse me, before we go to these paragraphs, there was a proposal from Vice Chair Wim Van Eck before he left, and he had left it with a high table, and that was with regards to paragraph 143, and can I invite the Secretary to explain it, please? Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would simply read the note left by Vice Chair Van Eck. This is a proposal to add a new paragraph immediately after the current paragraph 143. Therefore, the Cameroon paragraph 143bis would become 143ter if this addition is accepted. The new paragraph 143bis would read as follows. The Commission took note of the general comments of several members urging to further focus and expedite the work of Codex and to enhance the committee management and standards management function of the executive committee. Full stop. The matter was referred to the next session of the executive committee. Perhaps I could read for a second time for the benefit of delegations taking notes. The commission took note of the general comments of several members urging to further focus and expedite the work of Codex and to enhance the committee management and standards management function of the executive committee, full stop. The matter was referred to the next session of the executive committee, full stop. So this is a note left by the vice chair. Thank you.
Thank you, secretary. And as the commission will remember, he was the one who was chairing this session, and he had concluded that text and unfortunately did not appear in the report. And he suggested that we add it in the report. Seeing no objection, then I think that text has been added. Can we then go back to paragraphs 156 to 160, please? Argentina, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. Una aclaración simplemente. El párrafo 151 debería iniciarse con la comisión, no el comité.
It should actually Gracias. Read the commission and not the committee at the beginning of that paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina, for that correction. Again, any observations on paragraphs 156 to 160? No? Thank you very much. So paragraphs 156 to 160 are adopted. Can we go to paragraphs 161 to 165, please? Friends, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président. Juste pour proposer une suppression à la deuxième ligne, le terme intercession, on parle, que la Commission a rappelé qu'un groupe de travail, alors dans la version française, il est intercession, dans la version anglaise, il est intracession. On propose de le supprimer puisque la suite de la phrase montre très bien que le groupe s'est réuni pendant la présente session. Merci. Au paragraphe 161, pardon.
Thank you, friends. It's really intra-session, not inter-session. Thank you, friends. We can delete the intra. Switzerland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. going back to just what France has said, I would have no difficulties in deleting intra-sessional, working with intra-sessional, but the problem is in paragraph 7 of this report, the third line, we talk about an in-session, and also, in the LIM document, with the recommendations of the working group, the title is Report of an Intra-Sessional. So it's just something that I'd like to draw to your attention.
Okay. Thank you, Switzerland, and thank you, friends. I think for consistency, we shall go by the term in session. Switzerland again, please.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. In paragraph 162, in order to be consistent with what is given in this LIM document, we'd like to replace the word view so that it reads conclusions. So the sentence would read, the Commission endorsed the conclusions of the working group presented in document, and then we would like to propose the full reference of the document, CSC/30/LIM/19, for future reference purposes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Switzerland. That is very much in order. Any other comment? Thank you. No other comments. Then paragraphs 161 to 165 have been adopted with the slight changes on paragraph 161 and 162. Can we go to paragraphs 166 to 170, please? Any comments on those paragraphs? Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En el párrafo 167, Cuba quisiera hacer unas pequeñas correcciones al texto. En el material en idioma español se dice, la delegación de Cuba, apoyada por otras delegaciones, solicitó la eliminación de la restricción en vista de que la reunión técnica solicitada por la comisión se había celebrado y había concluido que el sistema de lactoperoxidasa era seguro. Ahí Cuba propone sustituir la palabra seguro por inocuo. En adición, al final del texto de ese párrafo, concluye diciendo que siempre que se aplicara de conformidad con las directrices para la conservación de la leche cruda mediante la aplicación del sistema de la lactoperoxidasa CAC-GL13-1991, proponemos adicionar de conformidad con las conclusiones y recomendaciones del grupo de expertos FAO-OMS. Muchas gracias.
Secretary, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regarding paragraph 167, we could make it clear that it was indeed the FAO-WHO technical meeting, so we can add the term FAO/WHO before the term technical meeting. And towards the end of this sentence, it refers to the conclusion of this particular technical meeting. And if we include the reference to the technical meeting in the conclusion itself of the technical meeting, we may get into the sort of tautological situation. The logic starts going in circle. Therefore, I think we need to be a bit careful about the final proposal made by Cuba to add additional phrase at the end of the sentence. Maybe we need a bit of time. Thank you.
But Cuba, I think if we make reference to the FAO, WHO, we make reference to the FAO, WHO technical meeting, which had in fact concluded. Is it not saying the same thing as you wanted to add at the end? Cuba, please.
Sí, estaríamos de acuerdo que si se aclara que es la conclusión de la reunión de la FAO-OMS y que si queda claro que fue conclusión y recomendación de esa reunión, aunque no sea una frase final, queda bien claro en el texto que no fue un trabajo más, sino que ese trabajo tuvo conclusiones y recomendaciones y además que es importante dejar claro que se trató de la inocuidad del sistema. Muchas gracias. No tiene que ser necesariamente una fase final, siempre que estos conceptos queden más claros en el párrafo, por la importancia que tienen los debates y en las conclusiones de los acuerdos que tomamos. Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Cuba. And with the addition of FAO and WHO, if I read the English text at least, clearly shows that. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señor presidente. En aras de que quede más claro, me permito sugerir lo siguiente. Donde dice reunión técnica, agregar de expertos, FAO, OMS, como se indicó, o sea, agregar de expertos. Y luego de donde dice concluido, que se diga concluido y recomendado, porque así se recogería precisamente la discusión de esos 10. O sea, reunión técnica de expertos, FAO, OMS. Y luego continuar, solicitada por la comisión, se había celebrado y había concluido y recomendado y todo lo demás continuaría igual. Me permito sugerir eso. Gracias, señor presidente.
Secretary, please.
Thank you. As to the title of the meeting, I think we have to be very precise and careful because within the FAO-WHO terminology, expert meeting, expert consultation, technical meeting, all these terms mean different things. So probably this is the right time to request FAO or WHO to clarify the correct meeting title, which should appear in 166, and possibly if it is technical meeting, it should be repeated as technical meeting in 167, and not to add any additional words. Thank you.
Secretary, please.
Mr. Chairman, at least in English version, the verb conclude is quite strong, probably even stronger than recommend. Therefore, if it's up to the Commission to decide, but the conclusion seems to be a very strong word, at least in English version. So the Commission may consider retaining the same verb while adding the reference to FAO and WHO to the title of the technical meeting and make sure that the adjective safe is translated into inocuo in Spanish. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretary. And FAO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On this technical meeting, it is, in fact, the report which has been made available widely does say it is a technical meeting, it's an FAO-WHO technical meeting on the system of lactoperoxidase, etc. That is one. The other matter, Mr. Chairman, I think in the report, the report of this meeting does recommend to Codex the elimination of this mention. So, in my opinion, if you want to quote what the committee, this technical committee, has recommended, it's better to use what that it has recommended without saying it has concluded. That is, the second line would say the FAO-WHO technical meeting, and we put the full title as it is in second line 166, technical meeting on the benefits and potential risks, etc., mandated by the Commission, had taken place and had recommended that, etc. It will not be a conclusion of the Commission in this case, but rather a reference to what this technical committee had recommended.
Thank you, FAO, for that clarification. And looking at Costa Rica and Cuba, the delegations are very comfortable. Any other observations, please? Cuba, please.
Bueno, en efecto, debe quedar claro que las conclusiones son del informe del grupo de expertos, como ha dicho el representante de FAO, pero debe quedar claro que esa reunión concluyó que el sistema era inocuo y recomendó que se aplicara y que se eliminara la cláusula de la no aplicación. O sea, pienso que fue muy claro en el informe cuando lo estudiamos, que el informe primero tuvo que concluir su inocuidad y seguro recomendó su aplicación. Desde el punto de vista de, al menos, nuestra lengua, que del informe que tuvimos en la mano quedó claro que hubo una conclusión y hubo una recomendación. Gracias.